We've had a chance to catch up now with Vale Foreman. Vale is a she went undefeated last year for the Lady Braves and helped the Lady Braves to a team state championship, the first in Wyoming state history. And just recently, Vale was part of a contingent that went over to Fargo, North Dakota, and competed in a national event. Vale, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, of course.
First off, I just want to talk about this tournament. You know, it's a big tournament. You know, anything is big when it gets shortened down to one word or one name. And that's kind of what this wrestling tournament is. You just say, I'm going to Fargo, and wrestlers know what that means. Tell us about this tournament and 7,000 different wrestlers there from across the nation and more. Kind of tell us how that went and some of your experiences there this past week.
Yeah, so Fargo is the biggest high school national tournament in the U.S. right now. And they had it separated for girls and boys this year, which is really cool. And the girls' session had about, like, close to 900 wrestlers. And it was just freestyle. They don't have Greco just yet for girls. But I really like this tournament. It's super tough. Brackets are huge. My bracket wasn't as big as the others, but the 122-pound bracket had at least, like, 80-something wrestlers in it. It was huge.
Wow.
But Fargo was a really good tournament for me. I learned a lot. And I've gone 2 years in a row now. My first year, I went there and I won my first match. And then I did lose my next two, so I was eliminated pretty quickly. And then this year, I just had a goal of winning more than I did last year. And so this year I came and I lost my first match, which kind of got my hopes down a little bit. But then I came back and I won three more matches. And then I ended up losing again, but I did win more than last year, so I'm just glad that I reached my goals for this year, and I'm learning a lot with going to that tournament.
And kind of speaking of, there was a fairly heavy Wyoming representation in that tournament. Can you kind of take us through from going through the introduction of organized high school women's wrestling in the state to obviously having so many people at this nationally recognized tournament? Kind of how you felt Wyoming wrestling culture has been building up these last few years and what it's been like to be kind of at the forefront of it, you and your mom.
It was so amazing this year. We had a team of about, I think, 12 girls, and it was so awesome to have the support of all of them and to see them do so well at this tournament. And I really liked seeing how we come together as a team of Wyoming State and represent at Fargo. And we had a placer, Maggie Smith. She's our 200-pounder for the junior division, and she got seventh place, which was so awesome. And she All-Americaned. It was great. It was really good. It was a huge step for Wyoming at Fargo.
Vale, I kind of made the joke with your mom, who was also the head coach of the Lady Braves, but I kind of made the joke with your mom, you have to go to Fargo to find someone who can actually beat you. That's sort of what this, you went undefeated this last year, you know, and obviously some really good wrestlers on the schedule in Wyoming, Idaho, Utah, which you saw. But you're seeing people all across the nation. Talk about the skill level, and you said you learned a lot. What are some of the things that you think you came away with from the tournament that'll help you as you you come back for another year?
Oh, I think I just learned that I need to be more technical with my wrestling, because I've relied a lot on strength and just like power throughout my like wrestling career. And I've learned, like, going to these tournaments, these girls really have their technique up, and it doesn't matter how strong I am, I like their technique will always win. So learning that was really good for me. And also, these girls have been training, like when I wrestle them, I can just tell that they've been heavily training for a long time. And they're really, really good. And it's nice. It was really nice wrestling them just to, like, feel it out. And I think I learned a lot just from getting kind of whooped up on pretty good.
Now, obviously, wrestling is somewhat of a a kind of an individual-esque sport in and of itself. But during the high school season, obviously, you're going to travel everywhere with your team. You're going to have a mat surrounded by teammates the whole time. Can you kind of take us through some of the big differences in going to a tournament like this, where the skill level is so high, but maybe you don't have that Star Valley representation around you anymore, and how you manage to keep yourself focused in a foreign, away atmosphere, so to speak?
It was a little, like, at first, so we had a camp beforehand, and I do know some of the girls that were on our team this year, but we bonded really good. So by the time I got to Fargo, I was really comfortable with my teammates, and we had a heavy support rally around everybody who went. We had people like Matt's side yelling for you the whole time. We had three coaches usually when there wasn't people going at the same time. So it was really, I didn't really feel that left out. I felt really supported at that tournament. I did miss my Star Valley coaches and my Star Valley teammates. And I'm hoping maybe next year we can bring some of them with us this year, this next year.
Sounds like a good idea. Looking at the Lady Braves, of course, they were able to win the first team title in women's wrestling for Wyoming this past season, as it was sanctioned and approved. Star Valley had one of the I think they were the largest team contingent as far as number, and so really jumping out and getting on board and supporting that that option. What are some things you're seeing in the off season, as you know, you've had, now you got a year under your belt to kind of build on and look forward to another chapter of the wrestling program for the Lady Braves?
I think that our team is going to continue growing. I already know this year our incoming freshmen, we're going to have quite a few more girls join, I'm pretty sure. And also, I know the rest of the state is going to be building on those teams too, so we got to stay on top of it and keep working hard. And we also have a camp coming up with Kennedy Blades this next week, I think. So that's going to be really good for our team just to get back together and kind of get the feel of wrestling again.
Now, Vale, you also have there's also a fundraiser coming up, correct? Next week.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
So there's a car wash that we're doing to raise some money for this camp. And all the girls on our team are going to get together at the same rodeo area. And we're just going to clean cars for people, anyone who wants to. And we're just going to be starting to raise money.
And the money for that goes towards, as you mentioned, these camps to bring in clinicians and learn some things from these next level wrestlers.
Yeah. All the money that we fundraise will be used for the camps and any other wrestling activities we have.
So obviously kind of piggybacking off of that, you have these camps going on during the high school off season. You go to Fargo, you have these national tournaments. Obviously, your family kind of eat, breathes, sleeps wrestling. It sounds like a lot of, you know, your average high school wrestlers might be playing, you know, whatever, soccer, football, you know, whatever in the fall and the spring. But wrestling can go 365 days a year for those that are truly, really into it. Do you give yourself any kind of off season, or is this kind of what the schedule is all year round for you?
So, right after state, I took about a month off. So I did get a nice break this year, because usually I don't take that month. But right after state, like 2 weeks after, I went to a tournament, just like a small one in Pinedale. And then after that, I took a little break, and then I went to another freestyle one in Utah. And then I went to Florida. And then I went to Fargo this summer. So it's been a busy thing of wrestling, but I also like going to Fargo. Another thing I learned is these girls, all those girls there are super dedicated. They're wrestling like 5 days a week. They're working out every day. They're just nonstop training, and they're really like, they have a deep love for the sport, and they work very hard to be where they're at that tournament. And I think that I learned that if I want to be one of the tops at one of those huge tournaments like that, I really have to be dedicated and put in a lot of work for it.
Speaking with Vale Foreman, Vale, an undefeated champion in Wyoming last year, coming off picking up 3 wins in Fargo just this past week. Vail, anything we haven't touched on that you might want to mention as far as your schedule or your experiences from the tournament or anything with your wrestling career moving forward?
I'm really excited for these next years to come. I've kind of, now that I've been to Fargo a couple times, I feel like I know what needs to be done just to, like, I know how the whole tournament goes, and I know how hard I'll have to work if I want to get, like, a good placing there. Maybe next year my goal is to maybe get top eight somewhere in there. That would be super cool. And I really just enjoy going to these tournaments. Every time I go, I just learn so much, and I feel like I've just grown a lot. Even though I've, like, doesn't matter, like, win or loss. The loss has really helped me to learn, like, so much. Just anything, like technique, mindset, everything. It's super good experiences, and I think I'm going to remember these for the rest of my life.
Well stated. Vail Foreman, thank you again for your time, Vail, and wish you the best of luck with the summer you have left and coming up into another year of high school
here
in just a few weeks. Thank you very much for joining us.